Welcome to Entrepreneur Stories, episode 100.
You know, really, the question is, how do we make our lives the most incredible lives we can, given our circumstances, our situation, our environment, our way of life? How do we do that? And really, that's the conversation that I have with my clients, regardless of how much time they have left. And none of us really know anyways. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. And really what I'm looking at when I work with clients is how they think and how their thinking impacts their outcomes.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Stories, interviews with successful entrepreneurs sharing their stories 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, with stories on how people have passed down wisdom and knowledge for as long as people have been around. We hope the stories you hear will inspire you to experience success. Success is not an accident. Success leaves clues. How do you find them? You follow them. And now, welcoming your host, Jamil Jama.
Hello there and welcome to Entrepreneur Stories, where I chat with today's most successful entrepreneurs, sharing their real life stories with us, journeys of where they have been, where they are, and their plans for the future. I'm your host, Jamil Jama, and our super awesome guest from Toronto, Canada is Kim Addis. Kim, are you ready to share your story?
Absolutely. Happy to be here too. It's exciting to be talking to you.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's exciting to be talking to you as well, Kim. So Kim, first of all, Kim, I want to thank you so much for taking your time out to do this interview.
My pleasure.
And so just want to get to the nitty-gritty, Kim. So Kim, what is your entrepreneur story from when you first started being an entrepreneur until where you are right now? Can you give us like an overview, please?
Well, I'll give you an overview. I was an entrepreneur probably since I was a kid. I used to go on vacation with my family and all our friends and our friends' friends. And we used to be at the beach and I used to sell massages for $2 for 10 minutes. So I was always an entrepreneur. In high school, I used to sell dance tickets and encourage everybody to attend dances. Sometimes we had to sell like baskets of cheese or baskets of oranges, and we could kind of collect tickets in order to go on special trips. And I always, you know, blew the quotas out of the water. So I always had that inside of me. For me, being an entrepreneur is really about charting your own course, doing what you want, really creating new things, and having a lot of ownership over what you're doing. So, I mean, from there, I actually owned a balloon business, and we used to build balloon decorations for people's weddings and parties and things like that. I was in my 20s, and I remember I'd have to go and meet with these brides who were getting married, and they were usually substantially older than me. And I remember getting glasses so that I would look a little bit older. And every time, pretty much, I went in to describe the balloon decorations, I would come away with a contract. I think my closing rate was over 95%. And then after that, I ended up going to school, getting a master's degree, and then I worked for a couple of years and then started another company. And we used to build simulation-based assessments, and the purpose of those assessments was to help companies make better hiring decisions. I had that company for 10 years, sold it, and then started the company that I run now, which is called Frame of Mind Coaching. And I've been doing that for 10 years. So, I mean, that's a short story.
Well, 10 years is a long time, Kim.
It doesn't feel so long. It feels like just yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it flew by. It's 2006, isn't it? 2006.
Yeah, around there. Yep.
That flew by, actually.
Flew by.
Definitely. So, Kim, you mentioned that you had a closing rate of 99%.
95 in the day.
95%. Okay, yeah. Close to 99%. Did you study sales? Did you read books and do courses on sales?
No, not at all. I just, I don't know. I just, you know, connected with people. I showed them what I could do. I gave them a vision. And again, I was selling balloons, for God's sakes, right? It wasn't, I wasn't selling anything all that complicated. And I remember my dad said, why don't you sell t-shirts? You're just selling air. And really, that's exactly what it was. I was selling air inside balloons. But for whatever reason, and I remember at the very beginning, this is a funny story, like, usually when you sell something like balloons, you come with a book, like a lookbook, some type of book that says, here's what we can do. Here's an example of an arch. Here's an example of a column. Here's an example of a bouquet. But I didn't have any of that because I never did any of it. And so I would literally sit down with a piece of paper in my hand and draw it out. And I said, here's what it'll look like. And they said, okay. And for whatever reason, I had no fear. I was fearless. And we just did it. We would end up decorating 4, 5, 6 events every weekend.
It's an awesome story, Kim. And Kim, your current company, Frame of Mind Coaching, what sort of clients do you coach? What industries do you coach people in?
Yeah, so it's not so much about specific industries, although, but we absolutely coach a lot of entrepreneurs from a variety of industries. So from the law industry to the high tech industry to the financial industry, like across the board, we're coaching people everywhere, to retail, like it's all over the board. What kind of people do we coach? That's really the most important question. And we coach very highly driven individuals who typically have 4 things in common. Number one is that they have big goals that they want to reach. Number two is that they are the types of people that want to make a difference in the world and really leave a positive impact. Number three is that they're very spirited people and they want to live an extraordinary life. They want to fill their lives with adventure and experiences and wonderful relationships and great health. And, that's their nature. And the fourth thing is that they tend to get in their way and kind of come up against problems in a recurring fashion. They keep bumping their head against the wall. And that's our client.
Sounds great, Kim. Can you tell us a story about one of your clients, like one of your favorite stories, just so that...
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite clients, I just actually finished a coaching call with him a couple minutes ago. He's a young man. He lives in Kentucky, and he has stage 4 cancer, and he owns a company that does valuations for other companies, and he helps companies raise money and sell their companies and all that type of thing. And so he came to me through a referral. And when he came to me initially, he said, what I want to do is be more productive. I want to cram more into my day. I said, well, what are you currently cramming into your day? He said, well, I wake up early and I've got all this on my plate and I go to bed late and I'm, doing all these valuations and meeting with clients and I'm traveling every 2 weeks to New York for my cancer treatments and, et cetera. And I'm, I understood right away, my job isn't to increase his productivity. My job is to reduce his stress and give him a better fighting chance. My job is also to really look at how much time he has on this earth and make sure that the time he has is absolutely amazing. And it's filled with everything that he could possibly want, including leaving a legacy, having adventures, building really, really amazing relationships before he goes. And so what we actually did was started to hire people and delegate, start offloading, put his work on other people's plates. And that's a process we're continuing to go through. But, from the standpoint of his stress levels have dramatically reduced because now he's doing what he does best. And he now has time to say, what are those adventures that I want to live? What do I want to do? Now, this is a very interesting case because not everybody's facing terminal illness. But what I want to say is that everybody has the same conversation or should have, could have, needs to have the same conversation, which is how do I want to live my life? What do I want to spend my time on? What do I want to be doing? And how do I reduce my stress? And how do I give myself a better fighting chance? And sometimes we just imagine we have forever and we really don't.
Definitely, definitely, Kim. That's a very interesting story, Kim. Thank you so much for sharing. That's a very interesting story because not everybody has a terminal illness, but one thing we all have in common, we all have a short stay in this world, whether we have a terminal illness or not, because we don't, as you just said, we don't know when we're gonna die, basically.
Well, we don't. And, you know, really the question is, how do we make our lives the most incredible lives we can, given our circumstances, our situation, our environment, our way of life? How do we do that? And really, that's the conversation that I have with my clients, regardless of how much time they have left. And none of us really know anyways. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. And really what I'm looking at when I work with clients is how they think and how their thinking impacts their outcomes. So what we find is that in the period of time we work together, they experience quite significant transformation. And it's just amazing. I mean, that was just one example, but there are lots and lots of other examples.
Amazing story, Kim. Kim, you also mentioned goals. Yep. Because what I've noticed doing these Entrepreneur Story podcasts, all the entrepreneurs that come on a podcast all have goals. How important is goal setting?
You know what? I think goal setting is somewhat of a confusing topic, because if you set a goal and you don't reach it, how do you feel? Not that great. And so it's not about, you know, what goal you have for yourself. It's really more about how you choose to live your life every moment of every day. And so, you know, the outcome isn't so important. The experience is important, and how you respond to the things that are happening to you. So goals are good because it allows you to know what direction you're heading in. So for example, if one of your goals is to be the best father ever, then underneath that, you might want to spend time with your kids. And if you're not doing that, that's in, you know, it's a contradiction of what you really want. And so as opposed to identifying goals, I like to ask my clients, what do you really want? Like, how do you want to live your life? What do you want for yourself? And given that outline, we help people create their lives so that what they're doing and what they're thinking is aligned with their desires.
Definitely, Kim. And you also mentioned make a difference. What would you consider making a difference?
I'll give you an example. Again, this gentleman that I'm working with, his desire is to make leave positive ripples. And so he's working on a piece of software that allows other people who have cancer to access treatment more readily. So that's making a difference. It could be creating a charitable foundation. It could be, you know, rounding up people from the office to do a good community deed once a month. It could be volunteering in a hospital. It could be any of those things, but it's making a difference and not living a life that's insulated and just about you. So it's looking outwards and saying, how can I be of service?
Definitely, because I don't know if this is a quote or not, but there's like two types of people in life. There's the people everywhere they go, they leave behind problems.
Yep.
And there's some other people where everywhere they go, they leave behind good things for people, basically.
That's right. And so that's part of it. It's the idea of leaving the world in a better place than when you arrived. And that's the nature of these particular clients. They really want to leave the world in a better place. They want, you know, they also want to leave their mark and say, you know, I was here.
We all do, Kim.
Yeah.
And Kim, another thing you mentioned that you help your coaching clients with is to live an extraordinary life.
Yep.
What is that, people that want to leave their jobs and that want to get into business?
Well, look, here's the idea, that you live an extraordinary life when you are able to absolutely appreciate and enjoy where you are. You may want to be somewhere else, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're miserable right here, right now, it's going to be very hard to get anywhere. So the idea of living an extraordinary life is really about, how do you think about the things that are happening to you? If you're miserable at work, what we want to do is help you think in such a way so that you're less miserable, and then make a plan to leave if that's what you really want, but not use your misery as your reason to leave. You never want to leave and run away from something. You always want to leave and go towards something that you want. Does that make sense?
It definitely does. So it's giving people a mindset shift.
Exactly. Why? Because the way you think has a profound impact on every result you experience in your life. And so very often, you know, in the world, we think about, well, you know, if we only did different things, then we would get different outcomes. You've heard of the expression, if you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Have you ever heard of that one?
I've heard of that, definitely.
Yeah,
plenty of times.
It's flawed, though, and I'll tell you why it's flawed. Because the truth of the matter is, if you always think what you always thought, you'll always get what you always got. And why am I going there? Is because action follows thought. right? Behavior follows thought. And so very often when you just try to do a different thing, but your thinking hasn't changed, your outcomes don't change as well. And so in order to really experience dramatic and sustainable change, you have to start with your thinking. So the minute that we help our clients shift their thinking a little bit, their behavior naturally follows, and so do the outcomes. We never force anybody to do anything.
Definitely, definitely. So it's like, if you want things in your life to change, you have to change things in your life. And most importantly, you have to change the way you think, right?
Well, you have to begin by looking at your thinking. So if you are experiencing something in your world that isn't good, like let's say you're in a relationship that isn't going the way you want it to go, you have to ask yourself, how am I thinking about this that's causing me to feel pain or suffering or to feel aggravation or frustration? And then the second question is, like, what do I want here? And is my action creating what I want?
So Kim, how can somebody permanently change their mindset? Do they have to think about what they want repetitively?
Well, look, you know, I'll give you an example. I have a client who, when I first started with him, I asked him, what do you really, really want? And he said, more important, the single most important thing, more important than anything else, is my relationship with my wife. It's important to me that we're intimate, that we're connected, that we're heading in the right direction, that we spend time together. That's more important to me than my business, than my children, than any other relationship in my life. And that's wonderful. So a few weeks later, I ask my clients to journal in an online journal every single day. So we're in contact daily. Well, a few weeks later, he journaled in his journal and he said, I got into a fight with my wife. And I said, well, what happened? He said, well, we got into a disagreement over my son. We don't agree on, how to raise him. And she made a decision that I'm completely against. And I got so mad that I slept in the other room. And let me ask you this, does sleeping in the other room allow him to be intimate with his wife? No. So his behavior is contradicting the very thing that he stated that is his priority. And so the question I ask is, well, so you said you really, really want to be intimate with your wife, but you slept in the other room. Like, what happened? He said, well, I got mad at her and she made a mistake and she didn't acknowledge it. And I was right. My son, whatever. And he went on to describe the situation with his son. And here's the thing is we often choose being right over being happy, and that's a big problem. And the other thing that I want to say, like you said, how do people make really deep, sustainable change, is they do that by identifying the beliefs that are standing in their way and really blocking their progress. So in his case, the belief was, because I was right, I also had the right to go and sleep. I had the right to be angry, right? And so that belief simply interfered with his deepest desire. And that's what happens with each person. Every one of us has a set of beliefs that interfere with our most valuable desires. And once we are able to identify those beliefs, so, for entrepreneurs who are listening, they might want to start a business, but they're afraid. They have a belief that if they start a business, they're taking a risk that could jeopardize their family. And that kind of belief will just stop you right in your tracks. Or you might have a belief that, well, I don't have access to money. There's no money. And what can I do? I just don't have the resources. And so they shut the idea down. And all of those things are just beliefs. You've made them up. You've invented them. And so the minute we can find the beliefs that you've invented and created and start to challenge them and provide alternatives, the minute you start seeing your world differently. And the minute you see your world differently, you can't go backwards and see it the way you used to. It's impossible. You can't stop seeing what you suddenly see now.
Definitely, Kim. And Kim, you also mentioned that you help entrepreneurs overcome their problems. What are the things that you do to help entrepreneurs overcome their problems?
Yeah, honestly, so how do we coach people? We always begin with a 10-week coaching period. There's a call once a week. Every call is recorded. And in between every call, we ask our clients to journal in an online journal. And so if you were my client, I would give you a journaling question or a prompt at the beginning of the week that would get your writing juices flowing, and you would start to journal. And every time you journal, the journal comes back to me, the coach, and I read and respond to the journal. Now I have a team of coaches, so we're all using the same protocol. And what happens is that we're in dialogue every single day during the coaching period. So what happens is you're going to experience a significant shift in a short period of time. But the journaling allows us to identify the way that your thoughts are getting in your way, the way that your thoughts are creating a blockage or a problem or a barrier for you. And if all I could do is show you how your thinking is affecting you, then you are able to choose how to think differently in such a way that the blockage is eliminated.
Wow, that sounds awesome, Kim. So Kim, if anybody was interested in frame of mind coaching, how can they contact you?
You know, honestly, the best way to contact us is go to frameofmindcoaching.com. And I'm telling you, one of the most important things about doing this work is understanding where you are right now, like taking a snapshot of your mindset or your frame of mind right now at this point in time. And on our website is the ability to take an assessment. It literally says assess your frame of mind so that you can see where am I now and is this where I want to be and what do I need to do? What do I need to look at to start to make some shifts? So I encourage everybody to take that assessment. Someone will review it with you once you're done. And of course, there's lots on there. There's a free book that I wrote and videos and blogs and all kinds of interesting things to get to know us a little bit better.
That's awesome, Kim. And Kim, what continues to drive you? Is it all the lives that you help to change?
You know, when I coach someone, the truth of the matter is that I'm coaching myself. And in a way, you know, as I see people change, that's very, very inspiring. And so being a coach for them allows me to continue doing my own personal development work. It's the greatest honor and the greatest privilege that I could ever dream of in my lifetime.
And you're a great coach as well. You've helped many, many people, Kim.
We've coached hundreds of people. Again, I have a team of coaches and, you know.
I was just about to ask that. When you say we, like, do you have a team as well?
Yes, I have a team of coaches. And I've certified them in the frame of mind coaching methodology. And, you know, we're an entrepreneurial company too. We don't do everything right. We make lots of mistakes. We could do a better job at marketing. But one of the things we're super, super strong at is coaching. We really drive incredible results for our clients and get phenomenal evaluations consistently from client to client, from coach to coach. It's part of the process that we engage our clients in.
And Kim, earlier you mentioned that you got some free books that you was going to give away.
Yeah. So if you go to frameofmindcoaching.com, right at the top, there's a free book called What You Focus On Grows. And it's a compilation of short stories. And the beautiful part about that book is once you read it, what you will experience is a shift in your own thinking, because you're going to read about typical day-to-day experiences and see those experiences with new eyes.
Thank you so much for the books, Kim. And Kim, do you read books as well? I take it you read books as well, right?
Of course. Of course.
What book would you recommend our listeners to read, apart from your books that's going to be recommended already?
Yeah, you know what? I do all kinds of reading. I do personal development type of reading, but I also read a lot of business books. One of the books I read recently is a book called Who, or The Who Method. And it's a book that helps you with choosing the right team players. A wonderful, great book, helps you with interviewing skills, helps you write a great job description and really understand the process of hiring and making sure that it's a really good fit for you. And, you know, how much time and money do we spend on the wrong people? And so this was a really great book.
Sounds like a great book, Kim. Is there any resource you'd recommend for entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I recommend for whoever's listening that you spend some time journaling. When you write things out, all of a sudden you're able to see how you think from a bit of a distance. So if you wake up in the morning and spend, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes just journaling things out. Here's what I think. Here's what I feel. Here's what's bugging me. Here are the opportunities. What happens is you get all that out of your head and you're able to look at it from a third-party perspective. You become a little bit more unbiased and you're able to move through your problems with greater ease. Journaling has incredible power. So I recommend to anyone to leverage that resource. If you look at some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, they are all journalers.
And does journaling also help with discipline?
Discipline is an interesting thing. Let me replace that. It helps with inspiration. And I always like people to act from a place of inspiration as opposed to a place of discipline.
And Kim, earlier we mentioned a couple of quotes. What is your favorite quote or one of your favorite quotes?
I wrote a book called What You Focus On Grows. So I'm going to have to go with that one.
What you focus on grows. That's a great quote as well. So Kim, if anybody wanted to contact you, how can they contact you?
Kim@frameofmindcoaching.com. That's the best way to find me. Send me a note, send me a message, ask me questions about coaching, about journaling, about anything. I'm always, always happy to respond.
Kim, what are your future plans right now? What's your vision for the future?
Well, my vision for my company is this year we're setting ourselves up to double in growth, double in size, double in revenue, double in client service, all of that. So that's the plan for this year. In the long run, I imagine that, we're just going to have a very well-oiled machine. We're still working on that side of things in terms of the marketing side and the sales side and just, stepping up a few good notches on the business side of the equation. On a personal level, I'm married, I have 5 kids, just enjoy life and be where I am, enjoy my moments, enjoy my relationships, maybe slow down a little bit and not try to cram so much into every single day.
Sounds like a great plan, Kim. Good luck with that, Kim. And Kim, you've given us a lot of advice on this podcast. Thank you so much for that. My final question for you is what actionable tips would you give to anybody listening to this interview right now?
Yeah, I'm going to give everybody a journaling assignment to do. And I think it's one of the most powerful journaling processes that you can experience. And it's really 3 questions. The first question is, what do you really, really want? More than anything, what do you really, really want? The second, and write it down in sentences. And those things can be material things, spiritual things, relationship things, whatever. Anything you want, just write it down. The second thing you want to ask yourself is, what would my life be like if I never had what I really, really wanted, what I really want? And then the third question is, what's preventing me from having what I really, really want right now? And the third question is extremely important because that is the question that allows you to identify the beliefs that are getting in your way. And the moment you can write the list down, you want to look at every single reason that you wrote down and say, is that really true? Is it true that this is not the reason why I don't have what I want? What is the real reason?
That's great tips, Kim. Thank you so much for those tips, Kim. Kim, I want to thank you so much again for coming on a podcast to share your story and give us so much valuable advice.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. And I'm Jamil Jammer. This is Entrepreneur Stories, and that was Kim Addis's story. Thank you all very much for listening.
Thank you all very much for listening to Entrepreneur Stories. Please head over to entrepreneurstories.net for links, recaps of every show, and resources. Love listening to audio? Get your free audiobook and choose from over 180,000 audiobooks to listen to when you try Audible for 30 days.